Diary. Thoughts on Daniel in the Revelation. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. 1900. The canvassing work is one of the Lord's appointed agencies for extending the knowledge of the truth for this time. Canvassers have an important work to do. The Lord can and will work through them if they will earnestly prepare themselves to do what they can. The effort made to circulate Christ's object lessons is demonstrating what can be done in the canvassing field. To those who are working with this book, I would say, after the immediate necessity is met, do not lose your zeal, feeling that there is no further need for special effort. Sell the book wherever you can, and bring our larger books to the notice of the people. Especially should the book, Daniel and the Revelation, be brought before people as the very book for this time. This book contains the message which all need to read and understand. Translated into many different languages, it will be a power to enlighten the world. This book has had a large sale in Australia and New Zealand. By reading it, may souls have come to a knowledge of the truth. I have received many letters expressing appreciation of this book. Let our canvassers urge this book upon the attention of all. The Lord has shown me that this book will do a good work in enlightening those who become interested in the truth for this time. Those who embrace the truth now, who have not shared in the experiences of those who entered the work in the early history of the message, should study the instruction given in Daniel and the Revelation, becoming familiar with the truth it presents. Those who are preparing to enter the ministry, who desire to become successful students of the prophecies, will find Daniel and the Revelation an invaluable help. They need to understand this book. It speaks of past, present, and future, laying out the path so plainly that none need err therein. Those who will diligently study this book will have no relish for the cheap sentiments presented by those who have a burning desire to get out something new and strange to present to the flock of God. The rebuke of God is upon all such teachers. They need that one teach them what is meant by godliness and truth. The great essential questions which God would have presented to the people are found in Daniel and the Revelation. There is found solid, eternal truth for this time. Everyone needs the light and information it contains. Those who are destroying the earth have had a long probation. For 6,000 years, God has borne with the ignorance and wickedness of men. In every possible way, He has tested and tried them, seeking to lead them to return to their loyalty and be saved. But they refuse to listen to His entreaties. War and bloodshed have been, are still, and will continue to be. War is popular. To kill and destroy is in the sight of the world to be brave, worthy of a reward. The time is near when Jesus will take the kingdom and possess the kingdom under the whole heavens. He will judge among the nations and rebuke among many people. Wars shall cease unto the ends of the earth. Can we not see the corrupt condition of our world? Is not the terrible wickedness, which is continually increasing, sufficient to lead us to use every Christian activity in presenting to the world those books which contain the most beneficial instruction? God, the great moral governor of the universe, desires His people to arouse and use their influence to lead others to understand what is coming upon our world. The Lord calls for workers to enter the canvassing field. He desires the books upon health reform to be circulated. Much depends upon the question of health reform. Unless our churches occupy a higher platform upon this subject, they will not be able to appreciate the truth for this time. God desires the light found in the books of Daniel and Revelation to be presented in clear lines. It is painful to think of the many cheap theories picked up and presented to the people by ignorant, unprepared teachers. Those who present their human tests and the nonsensical ideas they have concocted in their own minds show the character of the goods in their treasure house. They have laid in store shoddy material. Their great desire is to make a sensation. The truth for this time has been brought out in many books. Let those who have been dealing in cheap sentiments and foolish tests cease this work and study Daniel and the Revelation. They will then have something to talk about that will help the mind. As they receive the knowledge contained in this book, they will have in the treasure house of the mind a store from which they can continually draw as they communicate to others the great essential truths of God's Word. The interest in Daniel and the revelation is to continue as long as probationary time shall last. God used the author of this book as a channel through which to communicate light to direct minds to the truth. Shall we not appreciate this light, which points us to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, our King? Speaking of this great event, Paul says, "I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Jesus Christ, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment with spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be glory and power everlasting." 1 Timothy 6, verse 13-16. Young men, take up the work of canvassing for Daniel and the Revelation. Do all you possibly can to sell this book. Enter upon the work with as much earnestness as if it were a new book. And remember that as you canvass for it, you are to become familiar with the truths it contains. As you ponder these truths, you will receive ideas that will enable you not only to receive light, but to let light shine forth to others in clear, bright rays. Now has come the time of the revelation of the grace of God. Now is the gospel of Jesus Christ to be proclaimed. Satan will seek to divert the minds of those who should be established, strengthened, and settled in the truths of the first, second, and third angels' messages. The students in our schools should carefully study Daniel and the Revelation, so that they shall not be left in darkness and the day of Christ overtake them as a thief in the night. I speak of this book because it is a means of educating those who need to understand the truth of the Word. This book should be highly appreciated. It covers much of the ground we have been over in our experience. If the youth will study this book and learn for themselves what is truth, they will be saved from many perils. We read in Peter, "There were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." 2 Peter 2, verse 1, 2. Many of these teachers who bring in heresies and thus undermine the faith of some are regarded as men of God, who walk in the light and are seeking to deliver the church from wrong practices. But they are the servants of sin. We need intelligent canvassers who are also evangelists, canvassers who will do all the good they possibly can as they visit from house to house. Canvassers may do a good work for God. The Lord has given great light to the world in the books Great Controversy, Patriarchs and Prophets, and Desire of Ages. These books should be pressed in everywhere. Those who handle these books should educate themselves for the work. As canvassers dwell upon the precious truths contained in these books, seeking to get the light before as many as possible, they are letting the light shine into many minds, and they may say, "We then, as workers together with him, beseech you that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by the Holy Ghost, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and, behold, we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful, yet alway rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things." 2 Corinthians 6, verse 1-10. Many who are serving as gospel ministers need to study the Word. Revelation means something revealed, which all are to understand. Dig deep for the truth. Plead with the Lord for an understanding of His Word. Those who feel their need of special help of God will ask Him, who is the source of all wisdom, to supply their necessities. Ask Him to enlighten your understanding, that you may know how to give light to others. Put your mind to the task.
Never rest satisfied with a partial knowledge of the truth, pieced out with some weak suppositions. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. For the Lord shall comfort Zion, He will comfort all her waste places, and He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Isaiah 51, verse 1, 3.